At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the signs that the Iman is weak is when we get upset easily, when I am not patient, when I am not under control. It's a sign of a weak Iman. There's a saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, goes like this. He said, faith is being patient, endurance, and samaha, forgiving, forbearance. Al-Iman, as-sabru was-samaha, endurance and benevolence, taking things easier. You don't get upset very quickly. You forgive, you pardon, you give excuses to people. Alhamdulillah, I pray. Alhamdulillah, I fasted Ramadan. Minimum. And it's very common. So why and what we will do about it? Let's call before the reasons. How do you know you have it? How do you know your Iman is weak? And I'm going to give you some points again, because this is how we learn. We learn things and then we reflect on these things and we look at our lives. And let's say, you know what? No, I'm not too bad. You know what? I thought I was better. So let's come to one by one. Number one, sinning, committing sins becomes very easy. Committing sins becomes easy. It's not easy because it's available only, but I don't feel there's something in me that is preventing me from doing it, let alone enjoying it, let alone asking others to do it with me. So the first sign when I and you starts feeling, liking, committing, inviting others to do sins, then my faith is absolutely lower. So number one. And number one is sinning becomes easy. I have no problem. So you gauge. And again, this changes. One day, if I'm looking at something immediately, I'm in the grocery shop, and then I see this magazine, and the cover is right there, and I look at it, and immediately something in me tells me, turn your face. Nobody is me. Then my Iman is high. The other day, I'm the same person, same place. I look, and I was like, oh, she looks nice. Oh, and then you keep looking again and again. Iman is weak. So the Iman is weak is when I see myself, the sinning becomes easy. Wal'ayadu billah, may Allah protect us all. I enjoy it. And the worst part is when you invite others to do it with you. Let alone you talk about it. I like it. It's easy. I do it. I like it. And I ask others to do it with me and I talk about it. That's one sign. My Iman is weak. Two, look inward. And I always remind myself before anyone, talk about the heart. Talk about the heart. Heart, what is going to do? The heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in the Quran, described our heart that it can be hard and can be soft. And Allah described, subhanallah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the cow, in the chapter cow, the second chapter, the longest chapter in the Quran. And he described the people, the children of Israel. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Your hearts became so hard. فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ. It is like a rock. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. It's even harder than a rock. So the second sign, my heart, my Iman is weak. And instead of 10 out of 10, now it's becoming 4 or 3. Is when my heart is hard. And how do I know my heart is hard? How do I know my heart is hard? I don't cry when I see, when I listen to the Quran. When I see injustice around me, nothing changes in me. My focus is all about me. My heart is hard. And I'll come to more, which is a reflection of this. But look into your heart. And I remind everyone, myself number one, when was the last time you cried in the middle of the night alone? Or in the day when you are alone? But in the night usually because it's much quieter. But let's assume you're alone in the house and you stood up and you are praying, whether it's an obligatory salah or it is extra. When was the last time as you were reading, your heart, you felt you're overwhelmed with feelings? The less this feeling, the harder the heart. Second sign, my Iman is weaker. So remember, and this is a very good example. Remember in Ramadan, all of us, same people, same life, same things we have to do, a million things we have to do. And we stand up at 10 p.m. listening to the Quran and we start crying. Last nights of Ramadan, we are exhausted. But then when the imam start making dua, we all start crying. Our hearts are softer. One of the signs of the heart is hard when we don't cry for Allah. We cry for dunya. We cry for this life. We lost this. We didn't get that. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number two, my iman is weak when my heart is harder. Number three, now coming very practical. And please forgive me. Again, if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to take it. But I thought I will talk to you not only from my heart, but reality. Number three, your iman is weak. The opposite is true. Always anything I'm saying, if the opposite is what you are, then the iman is stronger. Look at how perfect you are in your actions of worship, whether it is in your salah, whether it is in reading the Quran, whether it is in doing something good for Allah, whether it is in controlling my anger, whether it is holding myself, not saying something, how perfect I am in my acts of worship, how much focus I have in my salah, how much I remember, how often I don't remember if I did the 3 or 4 rukaat in dhuhr or asr. Itqan, they call it perfection of the ibadah. When I am not focused, whether when I am praying, when I'm reading the Quran, when I'm doing my dua, not in time of need, how focused I am that I am talking to Allah, my creator, the less of this, the weaker my iman. The more of this, I go to the salah and I have no problem standing there. I'm not talking daily. I'm talking when in the day, maybe one of these salah, I'm going to say, you know what? I am going to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a beautiful salah once a day. Or I am going to be reading Quran, not my usual. I have no idea what I am reading. I am going to be reading one page and I am going to give it to my heart. Please forgive me. When we really want to cook something and we really want it to come out very well, how focused we are, how meticulous we are in looking at the recipe, measuring the cup, the spoon, the temperature, the time, you put the timer, and there's nothing wrong with this. This is excellence in doing things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes excellence in everything. But why when we are cooking or when we're having guests coming in or all these, we look and we put efforts. But when it comes to that, so the less excellence in my act of worship, my iman is weaker. Add to this in the same category, when I am lazy, salat, dhuhr, and I'm not talking you are in the middle of seeing patient, you're in the middle of teaching, you're middle of doing something. I'm saying there's nothing. And salat time comes in, and usually it's salah, because it's a daily thing, and it's 5 times a day, and I am lazy. They call it at-takasilu fil ibadah, lazy in my act of worship, my iman is low. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the Quran. And He described the hypocrites as a character always. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they get up for salah, they get up lazy. Sign of weak iman. Look at this one. This one, it's really, I hope, it was really interesting for me when I read this. One of the signs that the iman is weak is when we get upset easily, when I am not patient, when I am not under control. It's a sign of a weak iman. And I was like, subhanallah. But then there's a hadith of a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a saying to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, goes like this. It's a long hadith, but the part that is related to our topic. Al-Iman, he defined faith. He said, Al-Iman, as-sabru wa-samaha. And I'll translate. He said, faith is being patient, endurance, and samaha, forgiving, forbearance. Al-Iman, as-sabru wa-samaha, endurance and benevolence, being patient, being forbearing, taking things easier. You don't get upset very quickly. You forgive, you pardon, you give excuses to people. The less I am, suddenly I find myself this is not me. Or normally I can control myself. That's a sign that Iman is weak. SubhanAllah, this is external. This is daily. And this is not necessarily only with Muslims. By the way, these, if you, so far, anything related to dunya, this is with every.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Nobody around us. So when I am less patient, aggravated easily, can't forgive, can't pardon, can't be, they call it wasi' al-sadr, your chest is expanded, meaning you take things. If I see myself, I am changing, my iman is weak. Another one. You read the Quran and nothing happens to me. I read the Quran, nothing happens to me, nothing. As if I am reading a story. I don't when I read, for example, Inna Allah shadidul iqab, Allah has severe punishment. Nothing happened. Or when I read Allah is ghafoorun rahim, Allah is all forgiving and merciful. Nothing happens. I'm reading, only reading, but nothing is here. Neither I stop, neither I ponder, neither I reflect, nor I say, Ya Allah, I hope this is not me. Or I say, Ya Allah, I wish I am this, or I hope I am that. So when Allah, for example, praises someone in the Quran and you are reading, and you say, wow, I wish this is me. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying something negative about a character, you say, Ya Allah, I hope it is not me, Ya Allah. Nothing. No interaction with the Quran. I don't feel it. It doesn't move me. My iman is weak. Opposite is it true. So this is all to gauge your iman. I am reading the Quran and within two or three, or I'm listening to the Quran recited beautifully and I feel I'm somewhere else. The iman is up. Another one. And this is actually a sign and the main reason. A sign and a reason. I do not remember Allah. Dhikr of Allah is not there. I'm talking about a time of ease. In my daily life, no dhikr, ghafla, I'm heedless about remembering Allah. And I want you all, inshallah, may Allah open your heart as He opened my heart when I was preparing this. And I remember this verse at the end of Surah Al-A'raf, the heights, at the end of Surah Al-A'raf. It's like the third verse from the end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following, order to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, not to you and me. Originally came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said to him the following, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Remember your Lord. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ, inside you. Inside yourself. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا, with humbleness. وَخِيفَةً, out of fear. بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, in the morning and in the evening. وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, remember your Lord. تَضَرُّعًا, with humbleness. وَخِيفَةً, out of fear. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, when you are saying it, say it quietly. بِالْغُدُوِّ, in the morning and in the evening. And look what he's saying to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Don't be among those who are heedless. Heedlessness is staying away of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not remembering Him. If you recall, those of you who joined us later, when I started saying, faith in practicality in my daily life is defined as my relationship with Allah. عِلَاقَةُ الْعَبْدِ بِرَبِّهِ, they say. Your relationship, my relationship, our relationship with Allah. When I have a relationship with someone, do I not remember them at all? Then I don't have a relationship. Then my faith is weak. The more I remember that person, she or he, then I have a relationship with them. So the sign of my weak iman, remembrance of Allah is not there, is difficult. I don't think it's important. I remember him. May Allah forgive me when I need him, when I need him. When I have an exam, when I have a test, when my son has an issue, when my daughter has an issue, when I am going for an interview, when I need something, when I'm going through difficulty, when I'm sick, when somebody in my family is sick, we remember dua. And we ask everybody to make dua for us. And that's nothing wrong. That's actually highly recommended. But what about when it's time of ease? When I am Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That day, everything went my way. Why not remembering Allah? Who made it easy? So here you go. The sign of, or the gauge, I will say, the gauge. And it's the treatment also. And I will come to it, as I said, in 2 weeks, because I want to speak detail about the treatment. The gauge of your iman less is when your remembrance of Allah is very weak. I don't read Quran. I don't do my remembrance morning and evening. My salah, 2 seconds. I don't even remember what I said, because these are all remembrance of Allah. Let alone I walk and I say Subhanallah. Let alone I walk and I say Astaghfirullah. No. Less remembrance of Allah, sign of me being, or my iman, or me having weak faith. One of the signs of weak faith also, and this is very interesting, when I want always to be known, show off, looking for praises, looking to be known, identified, حب الظهور, they say it. I want to be the best around, when I am in, especially this is when I'm in a gathering, I want to be noticed, I want to be praised, talked about positively. These are signs of weak iman, weak faith. Why is that? When I was reading this, I was like, Subhanallah, why if I want to be acknowledged or I want to be praised is a sign my iman is weak, connected together. Faith is my relationship with Allah. Everything I have is from Allah. My fame, my success is from Allah. Should I be acknowledged or he should be acknowledged and thanked? So when somebody praises me, I turn to Allah and says, Alhamdulillah, it is not me. Allah made it easy. The more I focus on people, the more I want from people, my iman, my relationship with Allah is weak. The opposite is absolutely true. One of the signs, and this is so interesting because there's a hadith about it. The more greedy I am, greedy, the more miser I am, the more I love to have and hold, the more I find it very difficult to give, my iman is weak. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said in a beautiful hadith, and I'm going to translate and may Allah make it easy for everybody. He said the following, the damage that two hungry wolves will do when they are sent into a flock of sheep is way less than the damage miserness and love of wealth will do to the faith of the Muslim. Let's say it one more time. The damage two hungry wolves, imagine this, I want you to see the picture. Two hungry wolves were released to go between a flock of sheep. What damage they will do? Hungry wolves. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the damage these two wolves will do in between the flocks of the sheep is less than the damage, the love, the miserness, and the love of wealth will do to the faith. The more I love money, collect, miser, I find it very difficult to give, the more damage happening to my iman, to my... So that's a sign. When I find it difficult to give, another fundraising, another giving, she's asking me again how many times I'm going to do for her, then I need to check my iman. Don't blame her or him, but you, because you are the same person. And in another time when that person, he or she or this organization, ask you for donation, you give with no problems. But sometimes I find it difficult. Sometimes at the time I have more, I find it difficult. My faith is weaker. So that's another sign. And another sign, I'm going to go, I'm not going to cover all because I want to come to the reasons. One human being is so happy with this life. When a human being say, may Allah protect me, number one. When a human being say what he or she does not do. You tell your son or your daughter or your spouse or your parents, why don't you pray on time? And you don't do it. I don't do it. When a human being does say things but not doing it or doing let alone the opposite, that's a sign of weak iman. As we say it, walk the talk. Walk the talk. Show me. So when I see myself saying things in my daily life, don't lie. And next thing I am lying, my iman is.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.